is MJ, marijuana advocate, and today is a beautiful Saturday morning, June 24th, 2023. It is early, 7:08 a.m., and I feel inspired to come and share with you guys a wonderful morning and let you know that I feel very blessed and full of positive vibes. And I wanted to share this with you guys in case someone was needing that energy this morning. This is our fourth season. Today's episode 4. And I actually feel very happy to share that cannabis continues to help me on my journey to become the better version of myself. And I sprinkled a little bit of pastry with a little bit of white 99 this morning. And after I did all my morning duties, I decided to partake in my cannabis and felt very inspired and wanted to share a poem or just something I wrote with you guys, because I feel that when you are inspired, that you should share the knowledge that flows through you, and it may be something that can be used to apply in your life, just like I applied it in my life today. A lot of thinking, a lot of meditation, and I don't have a title for it. However, I am going to let the words flow as they will flow. Again, this is a rough draft. It may become a little bit better in the next few days. I'm trying to see if I can create it into a song. However, it's just words right now, and you might need to hear them or may not. And if you do enjoy them, I hope you continue to follow me and as we continue this year. So pardon me for the shuffling of the paper. And here we go. So, cannabis for a moment of bliss to deal with those parts of me you've yet to see, the ones I shouldn't show you. And if you did, would you run away without looking behind your shoulder to realize that it's still me? It's just my soul got a little colder with memories that still haunt me, even though outside of me I look a little bolder. The child in me just wants to scream, my life aloof, bent like a folder that holds within these parts of me those horrid thoughts that make me older. Yet you come near and set me free. We set old worlds on fire. And when others call our packed desire, making our hearts uneasy, we frown their thoughts, yet let them be, for what's been created is a higher empire, one we'll look back to and forever admire. Again, I hope you guys enjoyed my words today, because they did fill me with a lot of energy. I've been hitting rough patches, understanding blended families and understanding my place in the relationship of a blended family. And even when others may look at the relationship within a blended family as something that can be different, it's between two people. And even more so when it is between two adults, it's supposed to be an energy that flows very freely. And as long as those two people understand the boundaries that have been set by those two adults, it's always going to be a positive energy, and it's good to reinforce that energy between those two people. So, again, I hope that if you're facing a struggle, it doesn't even have to be with a blended family. A blended family can be anything. It can be learning to be with a friend and learning to be with a new family member that you haven't seen in over 20 years. Or, you know, just your neighbor down the street that is, in essence, family, because we are all in this world humans, so we are some type of family, you know, if we take it in that sense of the word. So I hope you guys are filled with much energy today, much love and marijuana for you, and of course for me. Happy Saturday. Stay blessed, stay lifted, and we will chat again soon. Much love, y'all. Take care.